Chodesh Halvavos here, Monday night, or Leches Iyar. And we're learning Chodesh Halvavos, page Resh Mem Zion, and Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and he's talking about davening, an arichus about davening, and a lot of parts of this is quoted in many Sfarim about tefillah. And he was stressing about kavanah and tefillah, and he was stressing the five parts, what you want to accomplish in tefillah. You want to bond with Hashem, you want to talk about Hashem's power, you want to praise Hashem, you want to feel humbled, and you want to dump on Hashem all of your needs so that you don't worry about it, like a bitachon type dynamic. Okay, and then he talked about making a nusach tefillah. That's a very important topic, really. Again, I'm just saying over ba'al peh what we learned already in the last few lines of page Resh Mem Zion. He really deals with a very important topic which bothers a lot of people, especially it should bother everybody. He said, you know, they made a nusach tefillah, and you know, some people complain, or you know, it gets boring after a while. It makes it harder to have kavanah because you're saying the same words over, you know. So after 3 years, you're just saying it by heart, and the mouth moves by itself. And you wake up, and you're in the middle of Alat Tzaddikim all of a sudden. Like, how did I get here? So he says, because a person's thoughts are very fleeting, and it sounds cool and hippie-ish. You say, let everybody daven the way they want, and just ask Hashem for what you need. And you know, man, like, what do you box someone into? And it really, like, it's funny, you know, Yiddishkeit in general has the same type of complaint, because you have the rituals. You have to eat matzah Pesach night, you have to put on tefillin every day, you have to say Kriya Shema. And you say, well, can't we just, like, hang loose and say, oh, Hashem, I love you, and smoke, I don't want to say what. Go to a commune and, you know, just have a mantra. No, this is a big question. That's why people have a Yetzirah, not people that grew up in yeshivas, but people looking for spirituality are drawn towards, you know, the gurus and this, because there's no rules. Like, you just love Hashem, and you light incense candles, and you get high. No, really, it's tempting, very tempting. But the answer is because there's a lot of garbage in the world, and a person has tivus, and a person has issues that he has to deal with, whether it's midos or it's tivus. And the Torah gives you a framework. It says, you know, you can't step outside this framework. So, and it works. So he says this, I strayed from the subject. He says the same thing about tefillah. If you would just be left with your thoughts, so it sounds very tempting. You say, oh, I need parnasa, and I'm sick, and I need to be healed, and my daughter needs a shidduch, and my neighbor's bothering me, and I want to, you know, and I have a lot of need. I have a whole laundry list for Hashem. He says, but maybe it'll be good for one day. He doesn't say this. But then your thoughts, you're going to start thinking, your thoughts are going to fly all over the place. He says, thoughts are very fleeting. It's hard to capture them. You can't, if you don't have a nusach to say, it's a very interesting idea. If you don't have a nusach to say, these are the words you have to say. And if you want to have kavanah, pour your kavanah into these words. But you're saying these words. He says, it's much easier to focus, because you know you have to say these words. It's like saying an ADD kid, I wonder. It's like saying if someone has trouble focusing, so you're going to give him something to read. You're not going to tell him, just listen. Because then he's going to space out, and he's going to start thinking about all other things. Because everybody's ADD. Everybody has trouble focusing. Everybody has, and this is written 1,000 years ago. He says, you're going to start thinking how your daughter needs a shidduch. Then you're going to start thinking how, oh, I promised her I would take her shopping tomorrow. And, you know, who knows where your thoughts are going to end up. But if you have, like, a nusach to say, So if you want to have kavana, that's great, and you have to have kavana, and he talked about kavana till now, but you pour your kavana into these words. Make sure you're in a framework so that you, and he says that way your mind won't wander. Okay.
But on the other hand, the other argument, if you will, is to say that project on the other side, because it is identical, it unfortunately sometimes allows your mind to wander because you're on autopilot.
You're right. Meaning that's a danger too. So the Chavis Halvavis is just saying that would be the bigger danger. In other words, without words, you're like, it's much harder, you'd be assured of failure. Chazal understood this is the better way to go. You're right that this presents a danger too, because you put yourself on autopilot. That's why he spent all of his time till now talking about how terrible it is to be on autopilot, because the main thing in tefillah is kavana. Now he's just like, but don't make the mistake of thinking that since the main thing of kavana, so let's dispense with the words and a nusach and say the same words over again every day, three times a day. If the main thing is kavana, let's just have kavana, man. So he's saying it's not going to work. If you just have kavana, before you know it, you're going to be thinking about that you have to go to the bank and you have to come on time and your car is making a funny noise and etc. So this is the way Chazal said. We're going to start now from the last three lines on page Resh Mem Zayin.
Yeah, for five, give me a five. Okay. Yeah, that's lovely.
So the last three lines on page Resh Mem Zayin. Lefika chaske no'ochi, my brother, prepare yourself. Inyan tfiloscha belipcha. But now he's going back to his main theme, which is that the main thing is kavana. Prepare yourself in your tefillah belibcha. Think about your tefillah before you start davening. The hasem imo es diburcha, and make it fit with your words. Now this is a very important yesod. If you look at the Sefer Chofetz Chaim Shmiras Haloshen, most prints have a page that the Chofetz Chaim says how you should daven Shmona Esrei, and I think he's saying what? In the Shmiras Haloshen, there's like one page, and the Chofetz Chaim's point, we once gave it out in shul, we made copies. Before, and really the Chofetz Chaim, I love this, is saying this. Chofetz Chaim, page Resh Mem Zayin, the last three lines. Before you start the bracha, think, this really should be done. It's hard, and it takes a lot of time, and everybody's always in a rush, even when it comes to davening. Okay, but Chofetz Chaim says, before you start a bracha, think what you're going to say. And really, Chofetz Halevi says this also here. Think, I am now going to ask Hashem to heal. I'm sick, I'm going to ask Hashem to heal me. Parnosa, I'm going to ask Hashem to make sure I have Parnosa, or to give me Parnosa. I'm going to ask Hashem to be Mekabetz Klal Yisrael. You know, Me'abra Kanfus Oris. Think before you talk. What? Every bracha, think what you're going to say. In the olden days, old, you not only had to think what you're going to say, but you had to think what words you would use to formulate it. So they took that job away from us, and they gave us the words. Now, but he says, prepare yourself, because the main thing is the kavana. If you just say the words on autopilot, it's an empty shell. He compared it to eating the peel and you're not eating the fruit. Or he compared it to a goof without a neshama. So tefillah without kavana is goof b'li neshama. That's probably like one of the most famous phrases of the Chavis Halvavis. Tefillah b'li kavana, he can goof b'li neshama. So he says, prepare beforehand. Haskeh ma'ochi, inyan tefilascha b'lipcha before. You see, there's one person in the shul, I'm saying this credit. You have to have a certain kavana by Hashem's name. When you say Hashem's name, you're supposed to think Ha Yehovah V'yiyeh, or He's Adon Kol, right? You're supposed to. So when do you think it? I mean, let's say after 3 months of doing it, the thought's very fast. It really doesn't take much time. But when do you think it? So I always assumed, and I still do, I think it as I say Hashem's name. There's one person in the shul you won't know, but you'll know it if he ever gets an aliyah. He pauses before he says Hashem's name, and he's obviously thinking, and then he says Hashem's name when he's already thought what the word he's going to say means. I mean, it means Hashem, you know, but what it represents. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, before you say the bracha, before, prepare yourself before. It's like you go to a king, right? You have, you're getting 45 seconds with the, I don't want to say with the president, I don't know. You have 40, elevator pitch, make believe you have an beautiful elevator pitch, you know what that is? There's such a thing in business called an elevator pitch, meaning you want to pitch an idea to someone. You want them to invest. You have to make believe you're in an elevator, and you have, you only have the time to say it that it takes the elevator to go upstairs. You get right to the point, cut out your introductions. We told the guy when he spoke about his Hilchos Shabbos year, he has a 5-minute elevator pitch. No long drushes. Just say in 5 minutes everything you have to say. So here, the point is not to talk very short, because you can daven as long as you want. But the point is to think beforehand what you're going to say. Like, if you have an audience with a king, you better believe anybody. And people have court cases. What do they do the whole time? They're thinking what they're going to tell the judge. They want the judge to let them off with a, you know, with a small fine. You know, so you think you're going to say this, you're going to say that, you're going to say this. Right? You prepare beforehand what you're going to say. You don't walk in there and wing it. So you're saying, davening, they took off of us the burden of figuring out the words to use. And they, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, and their great wisdom, they figured out what words would best express these ideas. But the main thing is the idea. So think beforehand, I'm going to now, and that's what the Chofetz Chaim writes on that page. It's a very useful page. Like, think that I want Hashem to be Meichel my Averis. And then, and you say, and I'm about to do that. And then when you say the words, the Chiddush is, I don't know if the Chiddush, his point is, and that's really, it's a Chayvus Halvodus, it's taken from this Chayvus Halvodus maybe. I'm being medayic just in one word, two words. But if you think about what, especially I guess if you don't talk Hebrew naturally, so you're really translating into English, I think. No, I don't know if we'll admit doing it, but even me, let's say I've been reading Hebrew since I'm 3 years old in RJJ. But I know, I'm translating it into English. English is my mama lashon. I don't think, like, Hebrew is not my mama lashon. So if I say, let's say, Tka b'shofar goda l'chei v'seinu, I'm thinking English. I think I'm thinking. I'm not, I mean, thinking the words. I wouldn't know how to say the words. A blow and a great shofar for our freedom. I don't mean I'm thinking those words, but I know I have to. I don't know. It's like an image, but I'm translating. I'm not naturally reading Hebrew. I don't feel like I'm talking to Hashem. I feel like I'm davening. But if I was talking to Hashem, I would talk in English. I would talk. I don't have this feeling that I'm talking. I'm davening. But that's why it's even more important to think beforehand what you're going to say.
You also have to be careful you don't start interjecting hefsek every other word.
No, the Chofetz Chaim says to do it before each bracha. Before each bracha, think, I am now going to ask Hashem for kach v'kach. Then when you say the words, they'll be like imbued already with kavana. Like, you'll, and now I'm doing it. Anyway, I'm being medayik in the Chofetz Halvodus' words. Lefika haske na'ochi, in these last three lines, prepare, inyan tfiloscha b'lipcha, think what you're going to ask Hashem for before you say it, v'hasem imbo es diburcha, and make your dibur connect with your thoughts. Okay, we have to stop here.